Stage 3, the upward path. When you're going up the mountain, do take a look at the natural surroundings as well as the path. As early as 1923, 18 hectares of Hohentwiel were declared a protected area. This means that forestry interventions are not permitted and the woodland is left untouched. Dead trees are left in place and footpaths are only occasionally tended to. Since 1941, Hohentwiel has also been a conservation area. It's among the oldest conservation areas in Germany. It's certainly been apparent over the last few decades that the interests of tourism in such a unique place can come into conflict with those of nature conservation. For this reason, the conservation part was extended further from 108 to 140 hectares in 2004, and a landscape protection area extended by 60 hectares at the foot of the mountain. In addition, a special approach to animal care is being developed in partnership with the nature conservation, so that the sheep and goats take on an important role as in old times. This helps to keep the mountain clear and open.
Measures of this type make it possible for a number of plants threatened with extinction to flourish here. Even rare animals can be found here, such as the common boar lizard and a number of different types of grasshopper, examples being the blue-winged grasshopper or the romantically named Italian locust.
What is particularly interesting is the different characteristics of different parts of Hohentwiel. In the northern part, there is predominantly moist soil which enables hollow root, Corydalis carva, and orchids like the early purple orchid to thrive too. The south offers various grasses and a steppe-type vegetation. The thistles scattered through the sheep pasture are there because the sheep view them with disdain and consequently let them grow freely. In the rocky area, there's alpine flora such as the mountain pear, the common house leek, and the endangered reef gold. The ruined walls, left in their natural state, also provide important living space. In the crevices, rare plants flourish, taking good advantage of the availability of a safe place to grow. Only by ensuring that those involved in nature conservation and monument protection work together can the extinction of those flora and fauna under threat be prevented.
We especially recommend the volcano pathway to those visitors who are particularly keen to know more about the flora and fauna. Starting from the estate, the volcano pathway goes for about 3 kilometres right round Hohentwiel and has a number of information boards along the way with explanations of all the geological, botanical and zoological features.